All right, you ready for this? We're going deep into complaining. Not just complaining, though. We're going into Ryan Windsor's new book, The Complainer: How I Stopped Whining and Won at Life.
Oh, I love this
You
book.
know Orion, right?
Yeah.
From his work, all that stuff on unlocking your potential.
Yeah, for sure. His podcast is amazing. All about personal growth, spirituality, that kind of thing. You can find it on Spotify and all the usual places.
Exactly. And he's really become like a mentor for so many people, helping them, transform their lives.
Absolutely. He's got this really authentic voice.
And now he's taking on complaining,
Right.
but get this, it's all through this character, Larry Lament.
Oh, Larry, what a guy.
He's like the king of complaining, takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's so relatable. You read about his misadventures and you're like, oh, I've totally been there.
Right. So that's what we're going to be digging into. All the themes, the characters, what Orion's really trying to say about complaining.
Because it's not just about, like, stop complaining, it goes deeper than that.
We'll be exploring the idea of gratitude, too. Like, how can that change things?
Oh, and don't forget about the Moana-thon.
Moana-thon. What in the world?
Right. It's this reality show in the book, a competition where complaining is like the main event.
Hold on. So people are competing to see who can complain the best.
Pretty much. It's brilliant, though, because it makes you think, wait, are we really celebrating negativity?
Okay, so let's meet Larry, shall we? Our protagonist, the master of complaints.
He's this everyman figure, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, you could see bits of yourself in him, or someone you know.
He's got this thing, like he thinks he's just being honest, a constructive critic, not a complainer.
Classic.
Yeah, but it's that lack of self-awareness. That's what makes him so relatable.
So what sets Larry off? What are his, like, top complaints?
Oh, it's everything. Literally
Give
everything.
us some examples.
Slow Wi-Fi.
Oh, the worst.
His neighbor's dog being too happy.
What, too happy?
Too much foam in his cappuccino.
I feel that one.
And he lets everyone know about it.
He's not shy, is he?
Nope. But then things take a turn. It all starts with a viral video.
The power of social media.
Right. He goes on one of his rants. This time it's about his cappuccino.
Oh no.
And some teenagers, they film it and put it on TikTok. It blows up.
Of course it does.
Suddenly, Larry's complaints, they're not just private anymore.
Public humiliation.
Yeah, he's getting all this attention, but it's not what he expected.
He's not loving it.
He's furious.
And
He
now,
gets a call from his grandma, Gladys.
Grandma Gladys, tell me about her.
Oh, she's amazing. Tough, no nonsense, but loves Larry.
So what does she say?
She's like, maybe think about why people find this so funny.
Ooh, that's good.
Right. It's not a lecture. She's just making him think.
So now Larry's famous. He's got Grandma Gladys in his ear,
Yep.
and there's Moanathon.
Yeah, they invite him to compete.
This is getting good.
It's crazy. They have these challenges like the room of irritations.
What is that?
It's literally a room full of annoying things, and they have to rant about it.
For how long?
3 minutes.
No way.
It's all about showing how ridiculous we are with negativity.
So who else is competing?
Oh, you've got Karen Cliche,
I know Karen.
of course. Then there's Negative Ned, gloomy guy,
Makes sense.
and Debbie Drama.
Oh, tell me about Debbie.
She turns every little thing into a huge emotional
I
thing.
can picture her already.
Oh, but wait, there's one more. Optimistic Ollie.
Optimistic Ollie in this group.
Yeah, he's like weirdly cheerful, loves everything, even bad coffee.
No way.
He throws everyone off.
I bet he does.
He's the one who starts talking about solutions. Like, what if we fix things instead of complaining?
Ooh, that's got a sting.
For Larry, it does. So you've got this whole group all competing to be the best complainer.
But it feels like something more is going on.
Oh, absolutely. Larry's on a journey here. He just doesn't know it yet.
Okay, let's break down this wine squad. We've got Karen, Ned, Debbie. What's more to know about them?
Well, they're funny, right?
For sure.
But they're also like real types of complainers we see all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Karen, she's all about injustice. Every little thing is a personal attack.
The classic Karen.
Exactly. Then you've got Ned. He hates everything.
Like literally everything.
Pretty much. Complaining is his way of dealing with the world, you know?
Keeps people away.
Yeah, exactly. And then Debbie. She just loves the drama.
Complaining for attention.
Totally. But then there's Ollie.
The happy guy.
Right. He challenges everyone, makes them question everything.
Larry must hate him.
He does at first. He thinks Ollie is like a spy.
Seriously.
Yeah. He can't believe that someone could be that positive.
Because he's so negative himself.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting. You've got Larry, the negativity expert, and Ollie, the positivity guru.
It's like a battle of perspectives.
It is. And we'll see who wins. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah. Larry's just had this little epiphany about Monahan not really being about being the best complainer. But, you know, Orion doesn't let him off that easy.
Oh, no. What happens? Does he, like, get struck by lightning or something?
Not quite, but the next part is wild. It's like everything that could go wrong does.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so picture this. Larry spills coffee, breaks his mug, burns himself.
Ouch.
Then his car breaks down. It's just one thing after another.
That's rough.
It's hilarious, though, the way Ryan writes it. Like, you can't help but laugh.
But it's also got to be stressful for Larry, right?
Oh, yeah. He's freaking out. And guess who he runs into?
Let me guess. Optimistic Ollie.
Bingo. And, of course, Ollie is totally calm, cool, and collected.
Of course he is.
Larry's convinced Ollie cursed him.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's so funny. But you can see how deep Larry's negativity is, you know?
So what does Ollie say?
Ollie just shrugs and says, maybe the universe is trying to teach you a lesson.
Wow. I never thought of it like that.
Right. It's such a simple but powerful idea.
It's all about perspective, isn't it?
Totally. And that's something Orion really explores in the book, how our mindset shapes our experiences.
Speaking of perspective, what about Grandma Gladys? Does she weigh in on all this chaos?
Oh, yeah. Grandma Gladys doesn't miss a beat.
What does she say to Larry?
So Larry goes to her for sympathy,
right?
Expecting her to be like, oh, you poor thing. But Gladys is not about that life.
I can imagine.
She's like, do you do anything to fix it?
That's Gladys. Always about action.
Right. And then she challenges him to a bet 24 hours without complaining.
No complaining. That's got to be tough for Larry.
Oh, it is. But the prize? Grandma Gladys's pie recipe?
Hold on. The pie recipe.
Mm.
The legendary one.
The one and only.
That's high stakes.
And Larry loves pie. So he agrees.
I wonder how he does.
The first hour is brutal. I mean, every little thing sets him off.
But he keeps it in.
Yeah, he grits his teeth and stays silent.
That's some serious willpower.
It shows you how hard it is to change. You know, those negative habits are so ingrained.
And of course, things keep going wrong.
Oh, yeah. His microwave breaks. His lasagna is a disaster.
Poor Larry.
But he doesn't explode. He just finds a way to deal with it.
That's progress, right?
Huge progress. It's like he's finally realizing he has some control over how he reacts to things.
So does he win the bet?
He does. Makes it through the whole 24 hours.
I knew he could do it.
Gladys gives him the recipe. But then she says something really important. She's like, remember, the real prize is learning how to deal with life's annoyances.
Wow.
Right. It's not about the pie. It's about that inner peace.
So Larry's got his pie. He's feeling good. But what about Monathon?
Oh, it's not over yet.
What happens next?
Well, he's starting to change, but he's still got a lot to learn.
And he's still surrounded by those expert complainers.
Exactly. So the competition continues, and things get even more interesting.
All right, so Larry's tasted the good life. No complaints, delicious pie, and maybe a little glimmer of hope.
But let's be real. He's still got a long way to go. He's in the middle of Moanathon, surrounded by negativity.
True, true. So what's the next challenge they throw at him?
Get this. It's called the complaint detox.
A detox, like for your negativity.
Exactly. No complaining allowed. But it's more than that. They have to actively look for the good stuff.
Sounds tough, even for someone who isn't a champion complainer. How does Larry handle it?
Well, he starts with a gratitude list. You know, simple things. Coffee that's not burnt, Wi-Fi working, that sort of thing.
Okay, not bad. But I bet they didn't make it that easy for him.
Oh, no, of course not. Life happens. He oversleeps, stubs his toe, drops his toothbrush in the toilet.
Ew. That's rough.
It is. But here's the thing. He catches himself before he goes into full-on complaint mode.
Really? How?
He takes a deep breath and just laughs it off.
So he's actually using humor to deal with these annoying situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like he's finally starting to see that he has a choice. He can get angry, or he can find a way to make it funny.
That's a pretty powerful realization.
It is. And it's not like everything suddenly becomes perfect.
I was just thinking that. He's still got to face the real world, right?
Oh, yeah. He deals with traffic, slow checkout lines, even his favorite TV show getting canceled.
Ouch. That's a tough one.
But instead of letting it ruin his day, he finds ways to shift his focus.
Like what?
He starts singing along to the radio in his car. Read silly headlines at the grocery store.
So basically, he's just finding ways to distract himself from the negative.
Exactly. And you know what? It works. He starts to notice things he never would have before. A beautiful sunset, a friendly cashier.
Wow. So by changing his focus, he's actually changing his experience.
Absolutely. It's all about perspective.
But this complaint detox must have been interesting for the other contestants too, right?
Oh, yeah. Especially Karen.
Karen Cliché. What did she do?
Well, they were all staying at the Moana-thon hotel, and Karen was not happy with the soap situation.
Sure.
It was those little tiny bars.
Oh, no.
And Karen completely loses it, demands to see the manager, wants full-size soap.
I can totally see that happen.
It's funny, but it's also kind of sad. Like, she's so trapped in this negativity.
Like, she can't help herself.
Right. Even the other contestants are like, whoa, that's too much.
So what happens? Do the judges punish her?
Yeah, they actually eliminate her. They realize that negativity can be entertaining, but there's a limit.
That makes sense.
It's like a wake-up call for Larry. He realizes that he doesn't want to end up like Karen.
So Karen's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What about Optimistic Ollie?
Well, the next challenge really focuses on their differences.
How so?
It's called Gratitude or Grievance. They have to make two lists. 5 things they're grateful for and 5 complaints.
Interesting. So what's the catch?
Only the gratitude list gets them points.
Ah, I see. Force them to focus on the positive.
Exactly. Ollie, of course, has no problem.
I bet he was ready with, like, 100 things he's grateful for.
Pretty much. But Larry really struggles. And finally, he just asks Ollie, how are you so happy all the time?
That's a good question.
And Ollie, he actually opens up to Larry, tells him about a time in his life when he was really struggling.
He wasn't always optimistic, Ollie.
No.
Mm.
He lost his job, his apartment, everything. He was super negative. But then he discovered gratitude.
How?
He started small. Just one thing each day that he was thankful for, and it changed his whole outlook.
That's amazing.
It is, and it shows that anyone can do it.
So does Larry buy into this gratitude thing?
He's still skeptical, but he's also inspired by Ollie's story.
So what happens during the challenge?
Ollie's list is super heartfelt. Larry barely manages to come up with anything.
I can imagine.
But even though he's struggling, there's this sense that he wants to change.
And Dovey.
Well, after the challenge, he goes up to Ollie and asks him, how do I start?
Wow. So he's finally admitting that he needs help.
Yeah. And Ollie tells him to just start small. Write down one thing he's grateful for each day.
Simple, but effective.
Exactly. And that night, Larry actually goes to bed thinking about something good.
That's a big step for him.
It is. So we're getting to the end of Moana-thon.
What's the final challenge?
This one is totally unexpected. They have to come up with an idea to make the world a better place.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big one. How does Larry react?
He's completely lost. He's great at complaining, but solutions, not so much. So he calls Grandma Gladys for advice.
Of course he does.
And she tells him, if you're going to whine, make sure it leads to something better.
That's good advice. Complaining with a purpose.
Exactly. So Larry starts brainstorming, and he comes up with this amazing idea, an app called Fix-It Forum.
Fix-It Forum. What's that?
It's a place where people can post complaints, but they also have to suggest solutions.
So instead of just ranting about problems, you're actually trying to fix them.
Exactly.
And what happens? Does he win?
He does. But it's more than just winning the competition. He's completely transformed.
So what's the takeaway from the complainer?
I think Orion's showing us that we all have a choice. We can get stuck in negativity, or we can choose to focus on the good and find ways to make things better.
It's a powerful message. So, what resonated with you the most? What little change can you make today?
That's a good question.
Remember, we all have the power to whine less, laugh more, and maybe even change the world. Happy deep diving, everyone.